Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Our play tonight is Keeping Secrets, written by Joe Graceffo and directed by Jim Dowling. The setting is a small town in upstate New York in the early 1970s. As the play opens, Angela Fontana, a 30-something housewife, is calling her cousin, Teresa Romano.
Hello?
Teresa, can you talk?
Angela? Why are you whispering?
Mario's sleeping. I don't want him to wake up.
Where are you?
I'm downstairs.
Why would you wake him if he's upstairs sleeping and you're downstairs?
He's not upstairs. He's downstairs on the sofa.
So why don't you go upstairs? You got a princess phone by your bed, don't you?
I hadn't thought of that. I want to come over.
It's 5 o'clock, Angie. 5 o'clock. Frank will be home from work any minute now. Tonight's our night out. Early bird.
I just need a few minutes, Tree. That's all I'm asking. Is that too much?
What's this about, Angela? You sound agitated.
Do I?
Yeah.
The dizzy spells. They want Mario to come in for a blood test.
Who?
Who? Who do you think? His doctor. I can't remember. Nice Italian man.
Dr. Gennaro?
Dr. Gennaro is your gynecologist. Why would he call me about Mario?
I don't know. Only your mother was here.
My mother was a saint.
Nursing was a calling for her.
God rest her soul.
Perhaps she passed some of her knowledge on to you, am I right?
No, not the slightest. If I knew anything about what goes on in those hospitals, would I be calling you?
Stop kidding, will ya? I'm a hairdresser.
So? That's a profession, right?
Your point being?
You had to learn about the head, didn't you?
The hair on the head? Not what goes inside the head.
Cousin, I thought you could help me.
And I will tomorrow, cut and color. Angie, why don't you just tell me what's going on?
Like I said, he gets dizzy. Mario. They said it could be stress, though you wouldn't know it by looking at him sleeping over there. Or it could be something in the blood. So they want to test him.
Angie.
Trey, hon, you ready?
Okay, I know you gotta go. Hug Frank for me.
Don't you worry now. The good Lord looks out for people.
My husband's a good man.
You better believe it. Sorry, I gotta go. See you tomorrow in the shop.
Cut and color.
Bye, Angie.
Bye, Tree.
I'm over here, Angie.
What? They moved your station?
I don't ask.
But why in the back?
Christine's got some new ladies working up front. Younger, different. And they're bringing their regulars with them.
How long have you been here?
12 years.
It's not right.
Forget about it.
You want me to talk to Christine? Her mother and my mother.
God rest her soul.
I love you, Ma. They were like sisters.
I don't want you talking to Christine.
I ain't gonna say anything. Just a little chat.
No, Angie. I don't want any trouble.
I'm not gonna say anything.
She's a nice girl. She's trying to run the business the best way she can.
You're so calm. I wish I could be that calm.
Hey, what can you do, huh?
You're so zen, Teresa. I read about that in the Ladies' Home Journal.
I'm not that zen. What's that?
Calm, and like that. That's you. You're calm.
I don't let things bother me.
That's what I'm saying. You're calm, you know?
My mother's calm. Maybe I get it from her.
How is Aunt Jo?
You know she turns 65 next month.
God bless her. You putting her in a home?
No! Why would you say that?
They were talking about it on Merv Griffin. Apparently, it's a very popular thing to do these days.
Well, not be popular with my mother, I can tell you that for sure.
She'll be all by herself down there in Florida.
Doing just fine.
There'd be company. People walking around saying, "Hello, Josephine. How you feeling this morning? Would you like a nice glass of orange juice with your oatmeal?"
My mother doesn't eat oatmeal.
She could, if she lived in a home.
I am not putting my mother in a home.
Merv Griffin thought it was a very sensible idea. They're out of harm's way there.
She's out of harm's way in Fort Lauderdale.
You never see her.
Angie, Ma and Pa moved down there when they knew he was sick and had only a few more years. That's where he passed. That's home to her now.
Merv Griffin says sometimes we gotta take care of them. They don't always know what's best.
Angela.
What?
My mother, your aunt, has all of her marbles. She's got no arthritis, not a cavity in her mouth. She drives, she cooks, cleans her apartment, and in the past year has lowered her golf handicap. Not a chance she's going into a home.
Well, think she'd be interested in marrying my father?
They're cousins.
Not first cousins.
Oh, sounds sinful.
Uh-huh. It's a thought. He's so lonely, poor guy.
No, he's not. My uncle gets around.
Hey, you're talking about my father.
I know.
Not my father.
There's talk.
People are always talking, Tree. Especially when it comes to a nice-looking man like my father.
I hear you, Angie. You can't trust half of what Panzano says anyways.
Panzano? What's that butcher know about my father?
Nothing. More than likely nothing.
There's no more than likely about it. My father stopped buying cold cuts from Panzano after catching his sons putting their fingers on the scale.
Madonna mia. Imagine cheating people like that.
Twice he caught them.
What'd they say? Made some excuse, I'll bet.
My father said nothing to them. Tree, you know my father. He's not that kind of man.
I can't blame him.
You say something against Panzano, you'll never hear the end of it.
Better just walk away. Say nothing.
That's what he did. Though you're telling me Panzano's been talking about Pa behind his back anyway?
Angie, he's jealous. Everybody loves your father.
And a widower besides.
Yeah. If he wants a lady friend, he's entitled.
Teresa, my father does not have a lady friend.
No? Mrs. Schwarzky?
Mrs. Schwarzky? The rich widow that lives in the big house?
By Awaska Lake, yeah.
My father is not a gigolo.
Angie, please, I didn't say that.
Santo Padre, Tree, she's Polish. My father wouldn't even know how to speak to her.
She's American, like you and me.
She's American, but not like you and me. We're Italian. There's a difference.
I know.
Besides which, I hear she's got a temper. She's got red hair.
I was coming around to that.
What's that mean?
You have red hair.
So, we both have red hair. I like to think of mine as strawberry blonde. You're not saying what I think you're saying.
It's what Panzano's been saying.
That son of a bitch.
Angie, please, the whole shop's gonna hear us.
I don't care if the whole town hears us.
I'm already in the back of the shop. You want me out the back door?
I'll talk to Christine.
No!
I'm getting a lawyer. Talking about my father that way isn't right.
Why don't you talk to your father, Angie?
Teresa, you're making me very upset.
I'm sorry.
I wanted to talk to you about Mario. He's got that blood test tomorrow.
Sure, honey. Talk to me.
Not now. I'm too agitated. That's how you stay so calm. You get other people riled up.
The other gals are looking.
I'm leaving.
I only clipped half your bangs.
I don't care. Where's my purse? I don't want you getting fired.
Can we talk later?
I don't know. I don't know who I am anymore. Some redheaded child of Mrs. Schwarzky. My poor mother.
Oh, Ange.
Don't owe Ange me. My father, my mother, Mrs. Schwarzky, and Mario could be dying for all I know.
6 o'clock. Meet me at Lewis's Fish Fry. We'll talk more then.
Lewis's? He does make a nice scrod.
Dips it in batter, coats it in crumbled cornflakes.
Is that how he makes it so tender? I always wondered.
6 o'clock, okay?
Okay, cousin.
What's the matter?
Well, maybe we ain't cousins anymore.
Oh, dear.
We'll see ya.
Angela, so nice to see you. I like your hair. It's very European.
Yeah?
Yeah. My wife, she brings home the fashion of magazines.
Thank you.
Mario, you back in the car?
No. It's his bowling night.
Yeah, I don't get invited, so what do I know?
Just the guys at the shop, Lewis. You know how that goes.
Me? I run a restaurant. This is my life.
I hear you, Lewis. I'm meeting my... Teresa.
Your cousin's at her usual table.
Okay, I'll find her. You don't have to walk me.
Okay, Ange. I got a flank steak tonight that's extra tender.
Thanks, Lewis. I think I'll just order the scrod.
I always got the scrod. Live a little.
Don't start with me, Louis.
Okay.
You got a usual table now?
Angie, sit down.
I'm exhausted. I'm about to collapse.
I ordered you a martini. 2 olives.
You're halfway through your pink, lady? You always got to get somewheres before me.
Here's our gal. Thank you, dear. Change is for you, hon. Your half a haircut is wet.
It's raining out. Louis said it looks European, my hair.
I don't know about that.
I like it. How long you been here?
Since my shift ended.
Almost an hour ago? You left something for Frank? For his supper?
There's always goo-goots. He eats that when I'm not home.
He heats it up?
I make it nice.
I'm not saying you don't. You don't heat it up, you get cold zucchini. Nobody wants that.
I don't know what he does with it. All I know is when I get home, the goo-goots is gone, Frank is half asleep in a chair watching God knows what on TV with a cigarette burned down to the butt in the ashtray. I cross myself every time I pull up in the driveway that the house hasn't burned down.
You don't drive.
Figure of speech.
What is?
I pull up in the driveway.
No. Nobody says that.
People that drive say it all the time.
Maybe so. But you don't drive, Teresa. So you don't say that.
Angela. Let's back up, okay?
No, Tree. I want to know what's going on.
There's nothing going on, Angela.
Who's driving you home, Teresa?
Nobody.
Is it Louis? Is that why you're always here?
Of course. That's why he seats me at the table in the back, near the bathrooms.
It's your usual. You must have picked the table.
He chose it, so I'm out of the way.
Why doesn't he just tell you you're not welcome?
Louis doesn't come out and say things like that. You know him. He's that way.
You still haven't told me.
How do I talk about this?
Just say it. Just say it.
I've been seeing a priest.
Okay. Tell your priest. If that's easier, no law says you have to tell me.
No, I've been sleeping with a priest.
What? Oh, you've been what?
Sleeping with a priest.
The heck you have.
Hey. Stop that.
I can't help it.
Angela, I'm confessing and you're laughing. That's very rude.
I'm sorry, Teresa. I'm trying to imagine you having sex with a priest.
And that's funny. You find humor in my misery.
Misery? Yeah. If you get certain parts of yourself caught up on his rosary or something.
I should know better than to tell you my troubles.
Anybody I know?
Why?
Just trying to put a face together with the vestment.
Just forget it. Never mind I said something.
Yeah, okay. Teresa?
What?
When he comes, does he shout, "Oh God, oh God"?
So help me.
Talk about holy water. You feel anointed after?
Please stop.
I'm sorry.
I'm having a problem with this, and all you can do is make jokes.
Teresa, I never heard such a thing. A priest? Really?
Yeah.
They're married to God, I thought.
That's nuns. Nuns are married to God.
So who are priests married to?
I don't know. Nobody, I guess.
Santo Padre. So they're just out there, ready for anything?
Maybe. What's Merv Griffin got to say about it?
Merv Griffin doesn't talk about that kind of thing. He's a nice man.
That kind of thing? Really? So that's how you think of me now?
What am I supposed to think?
You don't have to think anything. How about saying something like, "Oh, Tree, that's terrible."
What's so terrible? You're getting laid, and he drives you home after.
Dear God, I can't talk to you.
Am I surprised? You and Frank must be having issues, or this wouldn't be going on.
Perhaps.
No, perhaps. Should I ask?
He's been seeing somebody. Again.
I remember. Oh, Teresa, I'm sorry.
It's her again, in the East End.
Why can't she stay with her people? Why she gotta look our way?
My husband. Is it because she's got money or she's Polish? I don't get it.
What is it with the Polish? It's like our men been infected by him or something.
Well, You know what they say.
No, I don't. Are you talking about my father again?
I'm kind of tired of talking about me.
You're not Zen. You're manipulative. I'm not the child of my father and Mrs. Schwosky.
Lovely. You want to announce that to the other half of the restaurant now?
You get me so mad sometimes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You ain't the only one being ignored, you know.
What?
It's Mario. He's got no energy.
What you were talking about?
Yeah. When I first called you about it. Sometimes I see him out in the garden, and he's just sitting in a chair. I worry about him.
So what's Dr. Gennaro got to say?
I thought you were going to listen to me instead of making jokes.
Okay, sorry. Is he sick, you think? Mario.
I don't know. We have the appointment tomorrow. Can I call you after?
I have ladies till 2. Call me after that.
Okay.
Don't worry. The good Lord will look out for Mario.
I know.
Where's our waitress? Louis made that flank steak sound good.
Not for me. I'm sticking with the squad.
Ah, come on. Live a little.
You live a little. I'm fine with what I like. I'm not like you.
You could try.
What, a tree? Should I go sleep with a priest? Be more like my cousin?
That's low, Angie. I told you. It just happened.
Because you're unhappy. I get it.
Aren't you too? Isn't that what you're telling me?
It's not the same. Mario isn't cheating on me.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Why a priest?
He hears my confession. I trust him.
Oh my God, Father Zimmer.
Ange, what is wrong with you?
Dear God. Dear God. Oh Lord.
People are looking.
What? You couldn't find a nice Polish priest?
You kept it, you know, in the family?
That's enough.
When you have sex with a priest, is it like having sex with God?
How should I know? I never had sex with God.
A little loud there, Teresa. People seem to be looking over.
I confided in you.
You shouldn't confide in me. That's what priests are for.
Very funny. I'll remember that the next time I feel an urge to open up to you.
I'm sorry, Tree. I don't mean to make fun.
Really?
Truly. I know why you chose a priest.
I told you, I trust him.
You've always been the rebellious one, the one with flair. Of course you chose a priest. It's the most unlikely thing a person could do.
I think you're trying to connect dots that aren't there.
Merv Griffin did a whole show about how people from the same family can be really different from each other.
Really? Do tell.
Well, he had a psychiatrist from California.
California? Enough.
All right. We should probably order anyways.
Hello?
Teresa, why are you breathing so hard?
I was doing laundry. I had to run to get the phone. Who do you think answered my phone? Father Zimmer?
Madonna Mia, in your own house? You better not.
Relax. Frank's not home. So? Tell me.
Mario's got anemia, iron poor blood, like they advertise on TV.
That's it?
That's it. The bastard. I thought he was gonna die on me.
Oh, Aunt, you must be so relieved.
I've been so worried.
And I've been worried for you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Angie, you're my cousin. Of course I'm relieved.
Am I?
Why?
Am I your cousin?
Of course.
I don't know. I got the raspberry blonde hair, the peaches and cream complexion.
Don't I know it? You sunburned so easy.
Not like you. Olive skin.
Your mother.
God rest her soul.
I cross myself every time I think of her. She'd yell at you, Angie, get out of the sun. Angie, are you listening to me?
She was strict, my mother.
Never let you get away with anything.
I did stuff.
Just kept that to yourself, I imagine.
I can keep secrets, too.
Really? Tell me one.
I don't know. After all this time?
Sure. Who am I going to tell? Not your mother.
Well, my mother knew. I didn't say anything, but she knew. When I was 14, I went with this boy I met down at the lake. He was a nice boy, but he smelled funny. Like the men outside Panzano's. Like blood and cigarettes. The boy ran deliveries and bought packs for some of the guys with his tip money. Favors, you know. I remember he was very polite. One day, we was just sitting together, and he asked me if he could kiss me. I said, yeah, and it was nice. And then his hands started to get a bit adventurous. I'm thinking, where's he going with this? Until it became clear. So I hit him in the face, hard. Blood starts coming out his nose. He starts crying. I didn't mean nothing by it. So I said, quiet. Somebody's going to hear you, Mario.
Mario?
Yeah, that's how we met. With the smell of blood and cigarettes in my nose. And him trying to feel me up.
Well, well.
He was a nice boy, really. Of course, I didn't want anything to do with him for years after that. But eventually...
Yeah?
I love him very much, you know.
Of course I do. I know. Angie, we have to know the truth.
About my father and Mrs. Shavosky. I know. He'll never tell me. If he's got a secret, he'll take it to the grave.
He won't tell, but she might.
Call her up. What do we have to lose?
You ready for this?
Yeah.
It's what you want, right?
Buckle up. I just want to get this over with.
She didn't want us meeting at the house, so we're meeting at the Hollywood.
The Hollywood?
Yeah. What, you prefer Lewis's?
I prefer neither. I thought this was going to be private.
She probably feels uncomfortable talking about this and feels better at being in public.
She feels uncomfortable. What about how I feel?
I'm not taking sides. I was trying to be accommodating.
Gracious me. I don't want to put anybody out either. What exactly did you say to her?
I says, hello, Mrs. Shvarsky. I'm Teresa Romano, Frank's wife.
Skip the introduction.
She says, oh, I know you. You work in the back of Christine's shop. Not my preferred location, Mrs. Shvarsky. I actually got a lot of
you're
experience.
You're hired. Come on already.
My cousin thinks you're her mother.
The heck, Tree?
Stop it. I would never say anything like that.
Look at my hands. I'm shaking. I can barely drive.
Should have taken a cab. Get a hold of yourself.
I'm a bundle of nerves.
Come on, we're early. I'll buy you a drink at the bar.
Good plan. That'll calm me down. Ugh. Damn seatbelt. Help me, will ya?
Angela! Basta! You're making it harder. Relax, will ya?
We're going to the bar. We're early.
She doesn't care. Come on. Pink lady for me, martini for my cousin.
A double.
You sure?
Absolutely. My God, I love a good martini.
They love you back.
You know what I like? I like dipping my fingers in to take the olive, then crossing myself with my wet fingers.
Hey, to each his own, right?
Don't tell Father Zimmer.
I did tell you that's over, right?
No. How come?
It's not me. Never was. Not like Frank.
And you're okay with his fooling around?
No. Well, I still love him. Go figure.
Is she here yet?
We'd seen her come in, right?
Not necessarily.
I'll go take a peek in the dining room.
You want another round?
Yeah. Same thing. Nothing. She's not here.
Probably running late.
Yeah. Cheers.
Buona salute.
We're going to be waiting. Maybe we should order some oysters or something.
Nah, we can't. July doesn't have an R in it.
Ah, what's that got to do with it?
Merv Griffin says you never order shellfish in a month without an R in it.
What's he know?
He knows everything.
Does he know where Mrs. Sparsky is? Because my ass is developing calluses just sitting here.
Announce it to the bar already.
It's been over half an hour.
She ain't coming. I can feel it.
I'm surprised you feel anything after two martinis.
Double.
Madonna mia.
I was so nervous.
You weren't the only one.
You too?
No, her. Isn't it obvious? She couldn't face you. She couldn't confess.
Oh my God, you're right.
You know what that means, don't you?
Oh my God, I'm Polish.
Down, keep it down.
You know, I always liked Chopin. That explains it.
We're not cousins anymore.
My sainted mother. She deserves better than this.
Ladies, I'm so sorry I'm late.
What?
I said I'm sorry. My car didn't start getting a cab.
I'm so glad you're here.
You've been thirsty.
I'm so happy to see you. Ma.
Likewise. Aunt Shvarsky.
Okay, come over here, away from the bar. I don't want anybody overhearing.
I can't, you know, stand. I can't stand up, you know.
Okay, I'll whisper. That is a rumor. A jealous rumor. Angela, your father is a nice man. He used to come over and help me in my garden because he loved to garden. And he loved your mother, talked about her constantly.
She was a saint.
As good as the day was long, Mrs. Sparsky, God's honest truth.
So, Panzano?
One night, I was about as drunk as you are now, and we, you know, I let him. But because I told him after, it can't go on, he's held it against me.
But why does he talk about my father? That's not right.
Have you looked at your father? Moreover, have you looked at pictures of him from 30 years ago?
He was good looking, I guess.
Good looking? Let me tell you.
He's a handsome fella, Mrs. Sparsky.
You girls need something to eat before you fall down.
Merv Griffin says it's better to eat a bunch of little somethings throughout the day than three big ones.
I don't agree.
You tell him, Mrs. Sparsky.
Keep it civil and call me Phyllis, please.
Phyllis? Yeah.
Okay, Phyllis. Auntie Phyllis.
Stop. Capiche? No more.
Waiter, we'd like a table. And coffee. Bring coffee right now.
You have been listening to Keeping Secrets, written by Joe Graceffo and directed by Jim Dowling. Our cast included Mallory Glavin, Ernestine Bonham, Linda Reagan, Don Singrani, and Jim Dowling. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. KKRN Community Radio is an all-volunteer station entirely dependent on donations and underwriting. We want to thank all of you who have helped us through the COVID-19 pandemic with your generous donations while we have been unable to hold our usual community fundraising events. But for the first time in 3 years, we are now planning our first KKRN Pancake Breakfast on October 23rd from 8 a.m. to noon at the Mountain Community Center in Round Mountain. You can get all-you-can-eat pancakes with scrambled eggs, sausage, fruit salad, and an opportunity for the first time in a long time to meet up with others in the KKRN family. We hope to see you there. This is your host, Dickie Magadoff, saying good night for Scratched Up Radio Theater.
Hello, my name is Dagmar Hansen from Shasta Lake, and you're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM Round Mountain.
It's high time you said goodbye to the pickup.
But honey, don't you see, honey, it's got sentimental value. Our very first date was in that truck.
I might feel different if we still drove it once in a while. If it wasn't sitting out there like a 2-ton yard ornament.
Gosh, I didn't know you felt this way.
Jeff, we need to give that truck a new life with someone else.
I'm going to need some time, you know, to think about it.
8 years is plenty. We're getting rid of the truck.
To who?
KKRN.
KKRN? The radio station?
As a donation.
I don't know. Since when do we donate things?
You always said you loved community radio. Well, it's donations that keep them on the air. Nothing's free in this world. This is our chance to do our part.
Well, I do like the station. But give them the truck?
Truck, car, motorhome, motorcycle, you name it. Long as it runs okay. And the best part, Jeff, it'll help with our taxes.
Sounds complicated.
Nope. Couldn't be easier. Just go to careasy.org or call 855-500-7433. They'll come and take it away, and we'll help KKRN stay on the air.
Where's the phone?
Your lap?
Give me that number. We call again.
That's 855-500-7433. Or go to careasy.org.